Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't really view him as a rookie, to be honest. I know he is, but his ability and his mental, it's not on the level of a rookie, you know. So, you know, I expect him to go out there and do what he does. First couple times around him, I feel like he didn't really talk much. And now, you know, you start to see him opening it up, make more jokes, just laugh more, stuff like that. So the camaraderie off the field has been great. And again, on the field, man, he's a monster. So I'm excited for him.
That is Kyler Murray talking about Cardinals rookie receiver Marvin Harrison Jr. The Cardinals set to open the season Sunday at the Bills. Actually, I don't know if they're set, but they're going to be playing.
We'd expect them to be here on time.
They'll be here.
Their uniforms,
I don't know if they're
and everything,
set.
They'll probably match.
Yeah. Cardinals. Has any team, I know, there's this thing about how we hate the Cardinals that we make fun of, but one of the least sort of well-known teams, I don't know, I don't want to say popular necessarily, but just every time I think about Arizona being here for week one, it's like, huh, I guess that's something that was possible.
Sure.
I just never really thought about that before.
I watched they released a hype video. You know, everyone does that. And, you know, you can pick and choose which ones you like and which ones you don't like. And I have a job to do, and part of that job is to continue to hate the Cardinals, especially because they're coming here for the opener. And it's like a storm, you know, storm. And the tagline is, I am the storm. And I'm like,
what?
You're Cardinals.
You are birds.
You are birds I see sitting in my bushes outside my windows while I'm having coffee. You're the size of my phone. What? You are the storm? Okay. I'm going to need like 50 million Cardinals to all be flapping their wings simultaneously to produce a wind strong enough to even be considered a storm.
Yeah, at least.
What are we doing here? I am the storm.
Is it time for a rebrand?
Okay. Maybe. Could be time for a rebrand. I mean, I don't know. There's lots of history with sports teams named Cardinals, but it's just not, it's not the most intimidating team to
name. I just got a text from the Cardinals. They want to know what Bills means.
Yeah, good question. I thought of that. I've been working on this in my head since I saw the video, and I thought, what am I going to do with the Bills? I'm like, I'll get back to you on that, all right?
Yeah.
I'm not here to analyze that, all right? Not going to happen, all right? Like, we got wagons, and they're circled, and like, just shut up. I don't want to hear it. Cardinals? What? My kids played for the Cardinals.
Yes.
I've got a bunch of Cardinals hats in my basement.
You know, I did see that movie, The Birds, Hitchcock.
That's
pretty freaky.
Those were like crows, though. Those
yeah,
like
no, big, I know.
And crows.
They're not sweet little chirpy Cardinals.
No, watch the crows. They definitely talk. They definitely communicate. Crows, they're on to us. They could be planning something big. Now, if we're playing the Arizona Crows and they want to tell me I am the storm, I might be curled up in a fetal position. Crows are
the
in my head.
The black crows.
I will admit, crows are in my head. I'm intimidated
Not
by crows.
Cardinals, though.
Cardinals.
Even Blue Jays have a little bit of a reputation for being a little bit nasty.
Yeah.
Birds.
Yeah.
Cardinals.
No. They're just sweet. Oh, look, we saw a cardinal.
I was going to say late in yesterday's show, but didn't. I'll say it now. I would be willing to guess that someone listening right now is on their way to the game.
Yeah, I think that's probably right.
That could be, you know, I mean it as like somebody traveling a long distance. You know, if it's on the road, mm-hmm. you listen to the station to get sort of in the mood for the game. Isn't this helping, by the way? Bulldog talking about birds.
Hey, I'm here for you, people. I'm trying to play my role.
Like I wasn't doing that too.
Yes, I would.
It's not exactly the shout song.
I would think that's right. Someone who, you know, people driving with campers probably would decide, yep. like by Thursday afternoon, maybe at the latest, like, I want to get on the road, I want to get there, maybe you want to get here to watch the opener somewhere close, or maybe on the way here, whatever, like stop for a night, and then get here in time to just spend the weekend here. Like, you know, the weather is, you know, not great forecast wise, but still, when you're making these plans, you're not, you know, months out or weeks out going like, oh, I better not go early. You probably, if you plan to go early, you're coming early and you're hoping for the best. And so, yeah, and even people fly. Ross Tucker might be traveling right now this game. I mean, he's working at the game, but he's getting here today. And so I don't know if he's driving or flying. I don't know how he's coming, but
he would drive.
He's one person who's, I think, traveling to this game right now.
Technically, yes.
Right.
That's right. So that's cool. Let us know if that's you, or even if it's Ross. I mean, he's already been on this week, but 803-0550 is the number. Call should also be open for Survivor Pool takes, because that's a fun, popular thing to do mm-hmm. as the season starts. And it's not easy to pick. It sounds easy.
Right.
Just pick one winner.
I found out last year, the first time I've ever done it, I did Joe Ostrowski, he's going to be with us here in about 25 minutes, for his weekly visit now that it's football season. It's the first time I'd ever done one, and I think 6-7 weeks maybe, and I'm like, oh, this is great. I'm great at this. You know, that was the end of that. I don't remember who I lost on, but like...
You don't.
It's hard to get 8 picks right gambling on division winners. It's hard to get... all game right gambling on a single game.
No and, spread even.
Right.
Just pick one winner.
It's hard. Yeah.
I mean, the Bills right now, I believe, have the second highest spread.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cincinnati is number one, hosting New England, and then the Bills at about -6. It's been around that number, you know, since it opened months ago.
I got the Bills at minus. This is ESPN.com now. I'm not on FanDuel.
Oh boy.
Cincinnati's down to 8.5, at least according to this. That's from their own betting website at ESPN. But Seattle is now also -6.
Home to Denver.
So tied with the Bills for the highest odds, but that's right. 8.5 and 6 are the biggest spreads.
Yesterday I joined and I picked Miami, and in classic Survivor Pool fashion, immediately I went, wait a minute though. am I sure? Is there a better idea? I don't know that Miami will beat Jacksonville. And immediately the questions just started flooding my brain, like all the reasons, all imagining all the ways they could lose, which this is always the same in every game, you know, a tipped pass, whatever. Not even anything fluky necessarily. Yeah. It just happens.
I did the same thing when I settled on San Francisco for my Survivor pool pick. Just kind of all at once because I was in there. So like I you know, signed up and got the new app and created an account and all the stuff. And like, okay, well, I'll just make my pick. And I'm going through the games. And of course, San Francisco and the Jets is Monday night. So that's the last one on the screen. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's on brand for me. I'm pounding San Francisco. I did it. Closed the app. And 30 seconds later went, went back in. Like,
I know.
Actually, what part of the motivation was, let me make sure that I can undo that before Thursday, right? So I did, and you can, and then I just put it right back in and closed it out, and now I'm done. I haven't looked at it in 3 days.
Don't even think about
it. I'm done. It's San Francisco is the pick. But I had that moment of, and then also, like I said, wanted to confirm that you could still monkey with it before you get to kickoff. So.
Seattle is probably, and this could also be a question for Joe, he'll know. Seattle is probably a sharp play because it's not the biggest favorite or even maybe the second biggest in the end by kickoff. Mm-hmm. But in these things, you often are not allowed to use a team twice. So Bengals, Bills, even the Dolphins are teams with higher projected win totals and the Niners than Seattle. I just went into how I think Seattle's a good bet this year. So I might expect them to finish with more wins than a couple of those teams. But, you know, still fewer games where they'll be favored or it would seem like a good idea to trust the Seahawks to, you know, guarantee win than this one. But, you know,
what got me,
I have time to change it.
Got me off of that game because, you know, I thought about of quite a few games and that was one of them. You know, the spread will get you there. There's just so much new on both sides. Right. I mean, I've got a new head coach after what, like 60 years of Pete Carroll, it feels like. I've got a new head coach in Seattle. And so new schemes and whatever, not necessarily personnel upheaval. But then on the other side, I've got Denver with Peyton. And that feels like it's starting all over again because he was saddled with Russell Wilson last year. And that was a disaster. But so now it's Bo Nix. And I don't know, could Denver be, could they go into Seattle and beat Seattle in week one? Sure. I don't know what the hell's going to happen with Bo Nix. Like, I just felt San Francisco, the Jets, I feel like I know who both of those teams are. And I expect San Francisco to be the better team, and they're at home, so I'm going to go there. And plus, I hate the Jets and expect them to burst into flames. So I went that way. Familiarity, you know, it doesn't have to mean anything. It's week one, but there's some comfort in the personnel and the staffs and the schemes and all that Denver-Seattle just doesn't present at all.
You also can't lose Sunday.
That's right.
If you pick the Niners, you are guaranteed to make it to Monday.
You can view all the carnage from Sunday and see who's left standing.
You can, you know,
if New England upsets
stick
Cincinnati,
your chest out.
And I'll be like, oh, go San Francisco.
Yeah, I'm still alive.
Right.
Chris is with us. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was so happy I heard about Survivor. So a couple things. First, I started a league about six years ago, and I just totally shunned fantasy. I wasn't good at it. I don't have the commitment that you do, Mike. So it's called Game of Pones. That's the name of the league. Mm-hmm. And to give context, my wife has won it 2 years. She doesn't care about football at all. Doesn't know anything about it. She's won it outright 2 years. So just keep that in mind. Second, every time I try to get cute with it, like, and try to be smart, I get burned and I get eliminated early. So I'm chalk. I'll figure out who I need to pick in week 15, LOL, because I'm not going to make it to 15 anyway. So I'm going Cincy 100% all the way. I would take the Bills, but it's just kind of, I'm too close to it, you know?
Yeah.
And if I lose, that's like a double whammy, right?
Yep.
Like, I'm eliminated and the Bills lost, so that's where I'm at.
You want to avoid that. I just don't. Thanks, Chris. You probably know more about it, like the strategy of it, than I do, because I haven't played in it very many times. But I just think it feels right to me to never pick the biggest favorite. I don't know. I mean, of course, that would be a matter of degrees. If Cincinnati were a 14-point favorite, that many more people would take them thinking it's safe than 9 or 8.5 with New England. And every week one is sort of, it's like so unknown what everybody is going to look like. That might be, well, you know, you could look at any of these things either way. I was going to say that might be a good reason to pick the Seahawks because they have a lot the same. But you mentioned the coaches are not, and Denver's kind of brand new, and maybe that's going to be good for some teams. So you can always make an argument for anything, I guess. Thanks for the call, Chris. Joe Ostrowski coming up at 4. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.